13th of October, the 71.
I don't know. I just wash his mouth.
Do you boil them?
Yes, ma'am. I boil all my white clothes. That's reason I don't like a washing machine.
I tell you, when you've got a pot going sometimes, got your fire going, I believe if you boil some of my sheets, it might be good for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it helps them. Now, my daughter, she got a washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Some of her white clothes, they real yellow. They don't get white.
I know it. In the water, no matter if you put bleach in it, it still is yellow.
That's right. I told her. And then she get at me to wash my clothes. She want me to let her wash for me. I said, not long as I can do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you see, y'all wants to wash my hood. I said, I take my time and wash my clothes, and when I hang them on the line, they look like I want them to look. I said, some of yours out there, I hate to look at them. I said, so much different.
You travel around a good bit the way it is, Miss Daisy.
Hmm?
You move around a good bit.
Oh, yes, I'll move. Right small.
See, you go over to your daughter's, Elizabeth?
Yes, yeah, I'll go over there.
Granddaughter's?
9, yeah. I go to work, I stop by doors, then I'm coming back from work. So, that's about 4 days after.
You get out to your sister's every now and then.
Oh, yes, I'm planning on going down there for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's nice.
To my sister.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You and who?
That's what I'm planning on now. I don't see them going.
Somebody going to take you?
All of you?
Doris going to take me.
Good.
Just all of you go down there?
Hmm?
All of you.
Yes. Well, ain't nobody here but just me and Doris and Samuel,
yeah.
Jane.
Yeah.
David, he's in Kirkwood. Calvin, she's in for Jane.
Yeah.
So.
Now, you all took a tour one day, don't you remember saying? With Doris took her and two or three others, and you all just went everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You went to see one of these farms down here?
Yes, all round. Ranching the way back out down. They got some kind of animals out there. But heavy homes. Look like tree limbs. But they're thin. They're not little. They're just like that.
Oh, they're not just horses
or cows? They're not deers. I don't know what they were.
Yeah.
They did tell me the name. And the one that told me the name, I don't know where they know it. Whether that was right or wrong.
Well, what? You all were just out to see the country?
Yes, out to see the country. Doris wanted us to go back there to see that ranch back there, and they got a pet cemetery out there on the right of the road going that way, where when the pets die, they bury.
How about that?
You know, that's reason I say, if I had a car and had sense enough to drive, that's what I would do. Just ride through the country and see things and see what's going on.
Well, you can't see as well in a car as you could in a wagon, though.
No.
Then you could see.
You could see when you're riding the wagon car. Go so fast, it depends on who's driving. You just glimpse things.
And they get so they never stop.
Mm-mm.
They just stop for gas, or?
Yes, right. And then we going out through there. We passed a man's house. Well, I guess about 4 from the road. Just crossed the road there. It was a big rattlesnake crossing the road. So Doris drove on by. She said, "Mama, did y'all see that snake?" I said, "Whoa, I didn't see it." She said, "I think it's a rattlesnake." I said, "I'm going back up there and see." So he had them turned around and was down in the ditch. She couldn't see. She said, "Yes, that's a rattlesnake." So she called the man. He was sitting out in the yard. Said, "Here's a big rattlesnake." Oh, that man got up quick as a rat. Got the shovel and come on down. That's what he killed him with, the shovel. I said, "The longer you live, the more you know." He said that. And he killed him. Doris said, "Would you mind holding him up? Let's see, let us see." He held him, oh, that thing, he was big as a jotty, long, he was bright. He said, so his wife, she come out there. She said, "Just a minute," went in the house. I was out there, watering flowers. I didn't see a sign of him. I thought to myself, he wasn't there. He's down here in the road.
And that happened to you all that day?
That
you was
day.
Out traveling.
That day.
And nothing like that ever happened to me, Miss Daisy.
Never happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
See so many things?
You never see a rattlesnake, no time between him and Gainesy?
No. Right here nowhere, and have somebody come out and kill it with a shovel?
Well, I never seen one killed with a shovel before. But I seen more than that one snake. But I ain't never seen no kind of snake killed with a shovel. But he killed that with a shovel, and he carried him on up to his house. I mean, I don't know what he's going to do with him. But he carried him on up there. I got to thinking. I said, "Well, he ain't no pet. Nobody pets a rattlesnake but show folks." But they say, they's out there. They say nobody hardly go that road, but they don't see one. He's talking with a woman down there at Bowdoin. Albert, a woman. She said they had been out there about a week ago picking peas. She has some friends out there. They go out there and get peas free if you pick them. And she said they seen one of the biggest ones. Well, it wasn't far from where we seen them. I asked, I said, "Did you kill him?" She said, "No." So I couldn't kill him. She said, "Well, I stood there and hollered until somebody heard me." And they come and killed a man was working back down a fence or something. She said, "He killed." She said, "I never go out there when I don't see a rattlesnake." I said, "I make my visit seldom. Peas could stay there and dry up, cause I couldn't pick no peas out there."
Even them little ones, they're still rattlesnakes, aren't they?
That's right. Big enough to start them a graveyard of their own.
They've got their own graveyard.
That's right.
Miss say that I don't know. I don't know that I want to just dart around over the country looking for rattlesnakes. I mean, not looking for them, but just...
And seeing them.
Yes. Now, I wouldn't mind if, you know, like you saying, if you had a car and had sense enough to drive it.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of sense. You tell that to people that drive them, don't you? You go around and see some of your friends.
Yeah. Well, the most of them, they'd be gone somewhere. You can't hardly catch nobody at home on a Sunday. Get somebody home on Sunday.
They all gone before you get there.
That's right.
And if you got there before they went, you wouldn't feel comfortable, would you?
No.
That you're keeping them.
Because they had to go.
Yeah. You don't want to have to.
So I just get in the road and stay in the road and look. You know, you can see things. You know, if you're driving your own car and you see it pass a place and glimpse it, well, then you can stop and stay there as long as you want and look. I know, well, I ain't seen a place like that. Miss Lois and Mr. Leroy. One Sunday after dinner, she said, that's been about 3 or 4 years ago, they decided they would just ride around a little. She told me they went way back there somewhere to a cemetery. She said it was 100 years old. And it had rocks, big rocks, all kind of shaped rocks. Said some of them shaped kind of like a chair. She said, David, that was the curiousest thing. You know, I said, did you know where you were going? She said, no. Said, we were just riding. And we got in a road. And we just drove on around that road, and we come to this place. She said, you don't know what's in the world. I said, that's for sure. I said, some of us never will know. I said, if you hadn't wandered up into that, you wouldn't know that cemetery was walled in rocks, big rocks like that. She said, some of the rocks, moss had ungrowed all over. She said, it was worth seeing. I said, that's so.
And she told you about it?
She told me about it. Yeah, that down there somewhere. I don't know where it was.
Well, when you go down there and see the city, you all can see the country, can't you?
See the country. And then sometimes her son, he takes, used to, but can't hardly catch him now. He cares out a little piece.
Well, after you get down there, you still need to travel a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And going down there, you don't count that.
No. But I enjoyed, you know, you can see lots of things going on. Work, you know, buildings.
You mean just
things.
Flying by on the highway?
Yeah, highway.
Let me tell you, we got to all get to work. We ought to get out sometime and just look around and just see what we see.
See what can we see.
See what can we see. And my idea weekday is a lot better than the
Sunday. Well, I think so too. But you got to work. Weekdays, you can't fool around on weekdays. You got to work.
Sundays, you see, people ain't natural.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting on the porch.
Enjoying or going, just like you're trying to go.
Yeah.
But weekdays, they sure going to work.
Well, we can figure out something, maybe.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
I'll give you the job.
Thanksgiving.
Gee, I'm going to take Thanksgiving with my sister.
But you're not going down there, or you won't be gone the whole time.
No, I won't go on Wednesday and come back Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
You see, my daughter, she's going to Clearwater to visit a friend for Thanksgiving. And she's going to take me by my sister. And I'll stay there till she comes back.
That's going to be so nice.
I think so, too. And then I didn't ask. She asked me.
She thought about it.
That's a good thing.
Well, I enjoy
it.
You got
on a new dress this morning?
No. Miss Ma, I know it ain't new.
I can't see that.
I haven't seen that dress.
Hmm?
I haven't seen that dress.
It's been here before. Too many times.
What's that hole down there, Miss Davis?
She got a hole in her apron.
Apron? Three or four of them.
Oh, by George, that one.
See, that's when I don't put them in the washing machine.
Channel one over, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy is Wednesday morning, the 13th of October, 71. Round 200, I guess. Channel one over, round 200, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy is Wednesday morning, the 13th of October, 71. Channel one over, round 200, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy is Wednesday morning, the 13th of October, 71. Channel one over. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 13th of October, 71.